to start it.
Excuse me?
What's your name?
Dorothy Manzano.
Okay.
That's fine.
Honorable Mr. Neal, you will conduct your hearing at this time now. Just hold on to the phone.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Would you please state your full name and ADC number for the record? Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, call my law. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Dorothy Caroline Manzano. It's 329-390.
Thank you. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of the Executive Attorney this afternoon in reference to your community supervision application. I would like these board members to conduct your hearing at this time. To your far left on the screen is the Honorable Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Bill Whitenhouse. Then the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. To your far right is the Honorable Willie Canonis. And my name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing lead today. Also in the room with us today, we have Mr. Rusty from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
At the time, I can't afford one, so I'm doing myself.
Okay, this time I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Rusty, so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, hold the truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of order on condition of supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by filming your report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about September 27, 2018, as directed on September 18, 2018. You're actively avoiding supervision unless you're an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false?
On the 18th of September, when I was released from prison, I did go and see her.
Oh, okay.
My ex-boyfriend gave me a ride to go see her.
Okay, so is the statement I just made true or false?
It's false. I did go see her.
Okay. Because of you saying it is false, we're going to go to Mr. Rusty, and he's going to read the actual information on the allegation, and we'll go from there. Mr. Lesby.
On September 18, 2018, during a face-to-face office visit with her assigned parole officer, the defendant was directed to report to MRPO, Mesa Regional Parole Office, for a face-to-face visit on September 27, 2018. The defendant failed to report to MRPO on or about September 27, 2018, for a face-to-face visit as directed on September 18, 2018. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Thus, she is an abstainer from supervision. On September 28, 2018, CCO Marinas attempted to reach the offender's spouse, or I mean, the offender's sponsor, Michael Oprah, regarding the offender's missed visit on September 27, 2018. There was no answer. A message was left requesting a return phone call. On October 2, 2018, CCO Marinas attempted to make a face-to-face visit with the offender at her approved post residence, 292 South Ocotillo Drive, Apache Junction, 85120. There was no one there. A violation letter was delivered to the offender's residence directing the offender to report to MRPO on October 3rd, 2018 by 0900 hours. The offender failed to report to MRPO on October 3rd, 2018. On October 3rd, 2018, CCO Marinas spoke to staff of Pinal County Sheriff's Office. Staff said the defendant was not in custody. This officer knows that no other person to call in an attempt to locate the defender. And attached to the warrant is a copy of the reporting instructions that were left at her residence on October 2nd that was directing her to report to the parole office on October 3rd, 2018 for her violation on October 27th, the failure to report to her son parole, sir.
Thank you, sir. So, Ms. Montalvano, what was false about that?
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you when you said the date. I thought you said September 18th, not the 27th. I'm sorry. That was my bad, my fault. I'm sorry. Misunderstood.
Okay. All right. So at this time, I'm based on all the information in work 2018-2932, the information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to find that Ms. Montalvano was limited as she violated the current condition of her supervision and that she may have lapses or without lapses and the code waves for recovery.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Kalinas, Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, then, we need to begin the phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Kerr or Mr. Westby is going to give us some information, some background information. So hang on the phone and we'll be right back with you. Mr. Westby?
Ms. Manzano was released from Arizona Department of Corrections on September 17th, 2018. She was arrested November 7th, 2018 by Apache Junction PD, no new charges. She was back in DOC custody on November 8th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of February 25th, 2019, 41 Scott days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, two counts, each for 9 months. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. She has no disciplinary violations. Other arrest, 2002, theft, Arizona, felony conviction, probation, and several drug-related arrests between 2002 and 2017. However, charges were not processed on those arrests. Her community risk score is a G1 and B1.
Thank you, sir. And then I'm going to go over a summary of case supervision. So, you've approved and resigned with your fiance in Apache Junction on your release. So, did you stay at that address the whole time?
Yes, I was living with my soon to be husband from the time I was released from prison, and I'm sorry, but I was trying to take care of family business. My father's been was in the hospital up until the 10th of this month until he died, and I was trying to take care of family situation that was going on, trying to save what I was able to save. That's why I ended up not showing up to see my parole officer, and I'm sorry for that. But other than that, yes, that's where I'll be living, and that's where I'm
going to
be living when I get released.
Okay, so since you were residing there the entire time, did you get that letter that they left for you, tell me to report in?
No, I did not. Mm-hmm. If I did, I would have reported in then.
Is there a chance that Michael might have gotten a letter and forgot to give it to you?
He may have, because he has a tendency to not remember to give me any messages from anybody.
Okay. All right, so were you employed at all while you were out?
Well, there's one thing about that. My family had a family business, the tire store, and since my dad was sick in the hospital on life support, we lost the family business, so no, I couldn't get back to work. And I've tried to look for a job, but nobody wants to hire a felony. So I'm still trying to find a job out there.
Okay. Well, there really are people out there that are willing to hire felons, so.
But I didn't know who they would be. I tried to go to them. Because I really would like to get back to work. I miss working.
Okay. Well, most of the better macro houses have information about that. So, you are put on task for your analysis, but you didn't have any you waged before you absconded. Do you have a drug problem?
No, I don't.
Okay, alcohol?
No. I haven't drank since the last time my mother died.
Okay, well, that's very good. So you didn't report in that one that first time because your dad was sick?
My dad was on a ventilator. He had a stroke, and they had to put a trach to his throat and put the ventilator to his throat. And he had to be in the hospital since April of this year. And when I came back, I found out that he died on December 10th of this year, and I've been trying to deal with that since then. And I'm sorry I didn't show up. I was just trying to take care of what I needed to take care of for my dad.
Okay. I'm not sure if there's any questions from my fellow board members. No questions? Okay, ma'am, we're here in the end of your hearing. We're going to be doing a discussion later, determination in a couple of minutes, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if there's something else you'd like to tell the board. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already gone over, so if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, now is the time.
I'm sorry, I didn't go and see my poor officer. I was just visiting my family, and this just put my mind on. I just want to be there for my dad's funeral, my dad's military service funeral. I miss being home with my family. I had to try to do something to save everything. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. The board will go into the discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves and make a determination. You may think that we're talking to you, but we won't be. We just ask you to stay on the phone, but remain silent, and I'll be back with you once we make a determination, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, this is an unfortunate case with Ms. Mangano. Seemed like she was doing okay out there. Her father was in the hospital, and she started out, no drugs or anything else like that, but she started missing visits with her PO, and I don't want to sound cold, but when somebody's in the hospital in ICU, there's constant medical care, so there really isn't a reason that a family member couldn't leave for long enough to make a visit to the PO, those kind of things. That's quite important to be able to stay out, just to work with your PO. And the other option is the possibility that if she could call him and talk to him a little bit more, a little more communication about what was going on, that she might not have been violated. But with the overall circumstances of the 41 stand days, I don't see her a good candidate for return to community supervision. She's got a little more than 2 months left, and she'll be done, but I'm going to listen to a discussion from my fellow board members of three. No discussion. So based on all the information on the 2018W2932, Ms. Mangano's testimony and information with the Department of Corrections, I will move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Mangano as she was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of her supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways for company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion number 7, second by Mr. Williams, agreed by Officer Gray. Okay, ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You have a little over 2 months left, and if you make yourself a good plan for when you get out, how you're going to get back out and cope with life, we do wish you the best of luck and hope that we never see you back in here again. And if you don't, you really do have a very small criminal history. And if you don't get yourself in trouble with any of the law, then you're going to have to be in the Department of Corrections again. So,
this is my release.
Pardon? Okay.
She wants to know the release date, Mr.
Yeah, according to the paperwork I have, it's February 25th or 2019. It's about 70 days away.
Okay.
All right, thank you. This is what you're hearing, and would you just lay the form down for so the next person can get it?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.